Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Luke's and I here to do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing. And can you feel the madness?
Oh, I'm angry.
Yeah, I'm angry too, most of the time. In general, but right now I'm very angry.
You're really good at being angry. And
I learned from the best.
Your dad.
And my mom. Both.
And your mom. Well, I saw a video of Aaron's father screaming at the TV for March Madness.
Mm-hmm. It's a classic video.
Minutes after Aaron did. Mm-hmm. In our time. And then he showed me a video. He's like, this is where I get this from.
Yes.
And they're a spitting image. He must be proud of you.
Yeah. Of yelling. But the thing is, that was, we were yelling about SU. So that is way different. I'd be way worse if SU was in the tournament.
Yeah.
Well, but they're not.
For a long time, you were mad at YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I was. Yeah. So YouTube, I got the free subscription for YouTube TV. And the only reason I got it is because they announced that on YouTube TV, you could get the 4-screen multi-game package.
4 games, 1 screen.
Yes. And so I was like, oh, perfect. I'm going to do that because I want it really bad. And I got it. And I was like, where the hell is it? I was looking up online. Apparently, they only give it to certain people. So I was like, great. Prejudice. And then I saw another tweet that said, if you follow this link and you go to, you have to like join the IT chat and they'll give you access to it. And I said, oh, okay. And so I did. And I sat there in the chat waiting for about 6 hours.
Oh my God.
And then they finally got to me and they said, all right, we'll give you access. It'll be active in about 24 hours. And I almost lost it. I did lose it. I almost offed myself. I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
I've never seen you so quietly angry. I've seen you very outwardly angry, but you're just stewing. You were just stewing.
I'm in my stewing era.
That's good. That's good.
That's not good.
No. What's great about that is that's going to pack down until you are the get off my lawn, fuck off. And everyone's like, where's that coming from? It's from YouTube TV back in your 20s. You're gonna be pulling hate from your body. That's why you'd be a good Sith.
That is why I would be a good Sith. You're right. But I'm excited for to continue watching the games. I am winning. So the four of us who live together have a little pool going.
Whack it.
And right now I'm winning, but probably not for long.
Aaron has it on now.
Yeah, it's
Aaron
on.
Aaron has it on behind the right camera. Now, behind the camera.
Behind the camera. It's on right now. I have to, every once in a while, I got to go and check real quick.
And unfortunately, there's only 2 games on right now. So we only have 2 games on our screen while this is going on. How are you feeling about how you're doing with the tournament?
With the tournament, I feel great.
Feeling good?
My bets have not been doing well, but my picks have been doing well for the bracket.
Picks have been. You're in first place. You're like,
I'm in first place.
Feeling good about being.
I'm in first place. I think by a good chunk. You're the closest to me,
which makes no sense. I don't know anything about any of these teams. I did no research.
Yep.
And I just went solely based on
you followed God.
God. I felt God's hand move my thumb saying, I like this one.
Yep.
And I chose St. Mary's, God rest her soul, because...
She's a saint.
Because of God.
Because of God.
Because God told me to.
Christian and Jewish.
Yeah, Yahweh told me to do this as well.
And I know that you picked St. Mary's because you're such a religious man.
Oh, I am every day. I'm on my hands and knees praying to the Lord. Bring me salvation. Bring St. Mary's salvation. Have them go all the way.
Yeah.
That's just like Mary never went. Mary never went all the way, and yet she still had Jesus. So it's about damn time Mary got to go all the way. That's all I have
to say. She deserves it. She deserves it. But I do have to say, I forgot about the whole religious aspect of it. I didn't think like, oh, their entire fan base is going to be praying.
Were they really?
Well, they're St. Mary's. They're a Catholic school.
Okay, but I didn't think... I'm joking.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I know we're joking about you, but their fan base is for sure praying that they win.
I love the idea of like a stadium full of people like in unison going boom, 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 like to the music. Please God. God is guiding them, I think.
Well, we'll see tomorrow.
We'll see tomorrow.
I'm excited. I really want you to have a matchup against Cole. That'd be awesome.
I would love that.
Be great.
Love that.
Yeah, he'd yell at you.
I don't want that.
Yeah,
which
is why I want to watch it.
Yeah, that'd be really good for you.
Yeah, it'd be great for me.
You'd be rooting for me, wouldn't you?
I'd root for you. Yeah. Thank you. I do have Cole's team in the final as well. But I have my team beating Cole's team in the final, which if that happened, would be horrible. I would have to not watch it here.
We couldn't be in the same room as him?
No.
No?
Nope.
Why not? You're both very competitive.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, we're two different kinds of competitive.
Yes.
I am an angry competitive person.
Mm-hmm.
He's an annoying competitive, annoying and angry competitive.
He's very.
I know when I've lost.
Spiteful. Yeah, yeah. You're willing to.
I know when I've lost.
He is very stubborn about it.
Yeah.
He's a sore winner and a sore loser.
Yes.
And that kills you. That kills you.
Murders you.
That will murder you. Yeah,
but
that's too bad. I don't want to see that happen to you. But
I know you don't.
I'd love to see the fight.
But I appreciate the love and the love and support that you give me every day. I just love this weekend though. It's my favorite. It's my favorite weekend of the year. It's the best. I watch basketball all day, and it's the best thing in the world. And it's all I want to do all the time. I wish it was shitty out like it was like all of last week so I didn't feel bad about not going outside. But I didn't go outside. Well, I did once, but that was it.
We were going to ball. I slept too long.
One day we will ball. We need to start scheduling out when we're going to ball.
Tuesdays. We ball on Tuesdays.
Yeah, because we need something to like look forward to.
That would be nice.
I want to play ball because this is another reason why I think I need to join a league again. Like, it's because when I played in the league for the first time when I moved to Nashville, like that first week I played in the league, I was so fucking bad and out of shape that I have to go to the gym. Like, I have to because I can't.
You gotta catch up.
Like, I think the biggest motivator is embarrassment.
Mm.
For me, at least.
No, I'm with
you. If I am at all embarrassed by, like, everyone running circles around me, I will change that.
Yeah.
And I did. I got way better, but now...
Dude, that's what happened with me in singing. I sang a gig and I listened back and I went, what? Yeah. I sound like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I practice a lot now.
Bad.
I practice a lot.
Now you sound good.
I hope that's true.
Yeah.
I really hope so.
I was thinking earlier I wasn't going to bring it up, but when you were practicing in your room, I don't know if you were recording or something or practicing, you were doing just one line over and over and over, and I was losing it out here. Oh my God. That can't be the song. That can't be the whole song.
It is a very small part of the song, but I was getting the tones right.
Mm.
I was working on my tone and my pitch, which are very bad. I'm very bad at both of those. But if I do something over and over again, huh?
Tone is just how you sing.
Right.
So you have to, I would say, don't try and sound like something else. Try and sound like yourself, but work on the pitch.
See, that's myself sounds bad, so I gotta sound.
Well,
like
no, we
else.
Each have our own unique tone.
We each have
like
our
your
own
voice
unique...
doesn't sound like my voice, right?
Right, but my voice can sound dark and it still sounds like me, or my voice can sound really like nasally and it still sounds like me.
Well, yeah, you can change like that about the way you sing, but you can't really do anything about like how your actual voice sounds.
I know that, but. I think you can work on. Come on, what?
Arkansas's winning.
That's bad for me.
If Arkansas wins, if Arkansas wins, I win the pool.
Really?
There's no way that any of you will come back and beat me.
What if St. Mary's goes all the way?
Then yes, you could. I might have just badly jinxed myself.
I hope so.
Oh well.
Yeah, I mean, you can work on it though. You can like improve. The quality of your own voice, but it's still going to sound like you. Yeah, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I guess so. There are different ways you can make your voice sound, and is a different tone. But I think you should just like lean into your tone, and just like work on everything else, or else it's just like not your voice.
I'm okay with that
because if you're trying to sound like something else, it's like twice the amount of work that your brain is doing. Sorry, I'm dying.
Yeah, I can show you an example. But what I did is...
Sing right now. I'm kidding. Don't actually sing.
What I did is I put on a tuner on my voice so I didn't have to worry about the tuning.
Really?
Interesting. So that way I only had to focus on the quality, the tonal aspect of my voice. Mm-hmm, it helped a lot.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I like the song. I wrote a song. I sent it to the
band. Today?
They seemed to like they liked it. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. You sent it to the band?
Uh-huh. I might do something with it.
Wow.
I hope so.
Is it about love, life, and the pursuit of death?
How did you know that?
I knew
he was listening.
I was listening the whole time. It was the same line over and over again.
The line is,
I will die, but I'm happy now.
That's all of my songs are like that. That is, you just summarized every song I've ever written. No, but the line, what was the line I was singing? It was,
I don't remember.
Does he kick rocks down the street? It was something like that. Maybe. Does he kick rocks sometimes? Does he kick rocks down the street?
Yes. Yes, it was. Yeah. Yep. That was it.
I like that line. I think it's good.
What the, you just like kept doing that over and over. And
yeah,
I was
that
like,
has to be
so son annoying. Of a bitch.
Why do you think I put fucking?
I know.
I
well, actually, you know what's funny? Dave has this thing where you put it over your mouth and you sing, like, so his roommates don't hear him.
Oh wow, mm-hmm. That sounds submissive.
So you can practice singing.
But no, that's nice. That's a good idea. I might that's ask cool. him about that. I'd like that.
You should ask him
because I'm sure I'm very annoying.
No, you're not that. Honestly, you're not that.
Normally,
annoying.
I'm not that annoying.
No.
It's just today.
No,
one line over and over.
It was
again,
it was the one line over and over that I was like, oh my. Please sing anything else. But I get it. No, I get it. You were recording something. But I'm excited for next week when we do our songs, our Weird Al songs. I'm very excited about
it. Yeah, so you...
I've already picked my topic and I've picked like the title. I've picked the song. I've picked the title out of what I'm going to be parodying, like what the parody song title will be. And I'm excited for it.
Oh, so okay. So you have your concept and the song.
Right.
So, okay, here, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with yours? I know how I came up with mine, but how, like, without revealing what song you're doing.
How I picked the song?
No, how you picked the song, but like that, or how you also came up with the joke.
Because well, I had an idea. Joke. I had an idea of what I wanted the topic to be.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to Spotify and I looked up today's top hits and I scrolled through until I found one that I thought fit it well.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of
sense.
And
that's kind of what I'm going off of.
See, I bet that's going to be better. What I did was I picked the song. I'm like, I want to do this song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I let the song, I've tried to find a lyric. I tried to like come up with a funny lyric for the song. So like mm-hmm. change one lyric about the song and like,
yeah.
Is that funny?
Mm-hmm.
It's not as funny. I don't think it's going
to. But no, I think it's. Because the thing is, you don't really have to worry about the music.
That's. So
you have
nice.
To recreate it, which is hard.
I'm getting a fucking karaoke.
You're just
going
to do karaoke?
I'm going to karaoke.
I should probably karaoke it too.
It'd be easier.
Yeah, that's fine. It's a lyric one. It's a lyric week.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But I'm going to write all of my lyrics on my plane trip.
Oh, yeah.
Because yep. Aaron's going to Nashville. Back. I'm going to have to come back. Or I'm probably going to have to record it, hopefully, before I leave. But yeah, I'm going to Nashville just for like a few days.
A little trip. A week.
No, I'm excited. I want to go back to my
5-day long trip.
Yeah. Brewery.
So me and Aaron met in Nashville. We met there.
No, we didn't. You didn't even go there. I didn't because I didn't know about it.
On a fast at the food time. Date. What?
I didn't take you there at the time.
To Nashville?
You visited.
Didn't take me to
when
Nashville?
You visited, I did not take you to the brewery that I worked at because I did not
brewery.
Know it existed. Were you not listening when I said that's why I want to go there?
I missed that.
It's okay. We're both tired.
We're very tired. That's awesome. You miss everybody there?
I do really bad.
They all listen to the podcast.
They don't
assuming.
All listen to the podcast.
You want to say something to them?
No.
Say hi. Maybe no,
hey,
say hi to your
hey,
mom.
Hey, I'll see you soon. Hey, mom. Hey.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this should be fun. I was told
nope.
that we are millennial humor. We are not Gen Z humor. We are a millennial podcast, that style. What do you think?
Really? Well, what is, describe more, please.
What do you think of that? That's all I was told.
I think confusion.
Why?
I guess I don't really know what are the differences between a millennial humor and a Gen Z humor.
I don't know what Gen Z humor is, and I think that's part of the issue, but I do know millennial humor. I think like
where our humor is drawn from, like what our influences are.
No, well, more that the humor we make fits in a millennial.
I'd say
mindset.
So. I would agree because where we pull from is a lot of
it's
like
very millennial
comedy.
Yeah. It's very like this was weird, you know?
Kind of, yeah, yeah. It's very,
well, that's
like,
strange. Yeah. Whereas I don't know what Gen Z humor entails. Maybe it's more random.
I don't know what Gen Z humor entails.
Like, I'm trying to think, like,
I don't know. It's strange.
I mean, I was told recently that it seems like I'm more millennial than Gen Z.
I would agree for sure.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think we both are.
Yeah. I'd say you're straight millennial.
Well, we are on the like cusp.
We are on the cusp. We're right in between.
Yeah, we're like in between. We are technically Gen Z.
Technically we are Gen Z.
Yeah, but our minds are millennial.
Our minds are millennial. And we're both the oldest of the children.
You don't,
we're the both oldest of our siblings.
You don't have siblings.
It's still true.
Well, so, you can't be the oldest of your siblings if you are just one child.
Well, you can be the oldest and the youngest.
Correct, but you're not of your siblings is wrong.
Of my siblings. Me and me. I am the oldest of the two of them.
You're going to bring back my heart palpitations. They're coming back.
Good.
Just for you.
Good. Then it'll be just one reality.
Like, well, yeah, I do think we are a millennial podcast. But I've like realized through my trips on the bus that I hate Gen Zers. Hate them. Just had.
It's all Gen Z people who've done
this.
I
had the worst bus trip yet.
The worst one?
Mm-hmm.
We've had some bad bus trips.
We've had some bad ones.
I
had the worst one yet. The bus from Binghamton to here, we left at 6:30. No, 9:30. Sorry, 9:30 p.m.
That's late.
Late. We're supposed to get back around 12:45.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's fine. I'll get home by like probably like 1:30. It'll be whatever. It'll be a long, long night, but it's fine.
Sure.
I get on the bus. And we have the bus has assigned seats now, the Greyhound.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so you pick your seat.
You can get
I don't
a window
know if it's
if you
nice
want one,
though,
or you can get a.
But I don't think that's nice.
No.
No.
Why not?
Well, because there were so many people who just got both seats to themselves, and I got stuck with someone next to me.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I'd rather have a whole row to myself.
Buy another seat.
But I don't want to do that.
So why are you complaining?
Well, no, I'm saying it's dumb to have the assigned seats. Because if you're going to get matched up with somebody, you might as well be able to go on the bus, look around, and pick.
Oh, I guess that's fair.
You know, what if you got a stinky smeller next to you?
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that.
You can't move your seat.
That would suck.
When you could go sit next to, I don't know, someone else. Maybe a small man or a small woman.
Well, what if you sit down first? Then you don't get to pick who sits next to you.
Exactly. But that's when you do the old sit down, unless the bus is full. Sit down in the aisle seat. Pretend you're sleeping.
Oh, I've never done that.
You've never done the pretend you're sleeping.
I've always had a full bus.
One time I didn't. That's Every nice. Other time it has been full. But this time it wasn't full, but of course I ended up next to someone on the bus. And this was a kid. He's a sophomore in college at UB, Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he talked was the most Gen Z way of talking. It was horrible. He's like,
do it?
He was like, bro, like, we were at this party, and it was so crazy, bro. Like, dead ass. It was fucking crazy.
That is fucking fire.
Yeah,
it was a fire fucking party. Fire.
And Gas. Dude, like, when you went to college, did you like party? Like, he was like asking me all. He was
really?
Just talking about parties.
Just parties.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm gonna be like an engineer for airplanes. I was like, oh,
that's
cool.
That's not good.
Cool, dude.
That's
and
not
he,
good.
And he was on. So basically, what happened was I get on the bus. He's the only kid. Or the only person on the bus that has his light turned on to like look at what he's doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of my biggest pet peeves. And he's doing homework.
I can see you
and I'm watching. I'm looking at him do the homework. I don't know anything that's going on. I was like, I'm so lost. It looks like math. It looks like science. I can't tell. And that's when he said he's engineering. That's his degree. And
well, good for,
he
good
did it for
him.
A long time. And then we stopped at a rest area. And I went, peed, got some snacks, came back. And then he started talking my ear off for like 45 minutes just about parties in Buffalo. And like being like, oh, what do you do? And like all this other stuff. And he's like, I can't believe I'm like even going to college. Like I should have like, I should just like be an engineer by now and like all this stuff. It was crazy. And he was saying like, because he's from the city and they went to a school where you can get like certificates and shit like for different careers. And he's like, I failed mine like twice. I was like, oh no, you're going to make airplanes? I don't want to die. But the reason it was so bad is because the bus driver didn't know where he was going. Like, he went the opposite way that every other bus driver I've ever had has gone. And he added an extra hour to the trip. So we didn't get into the bus station till like 1:15.
Did my guy finish his homework?
Oh, he finished his homework. And the funniest thing was he got on a call with his friend who was supposed to pick him up. And he kept saying, "We're almost there. We're almost there. We're in the city. We're almost there." And it was like another hour. It was an hour of him on the phone with this kid saying, "We're almost there."
That is my pet peeve. PSA, if you are on the fucking phone on the bus or on the train or any type of public transportation, you are a selfish human being.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. If it's a 5-minute call, that's fine. Okay, fine. You gotta let somebody know something. Mm-hmm. But an hour?
Yeah.
Half hour? Stop.
Yeah.
It pisses me off. Mm-hmm. I can't read. I can't sleep. I can't do any of the stuff I want to do. Yeah. I hate you.
Yeah. It's bad. I think, honestly, that's equal to the light.
The light is not equal.
The light is horrible.
The light is not horrible.
It's because you're a light guy.
I'm a light guy.
I hate those people. If you're the only person on the bus with the light on, everyone hates you. Especially me, who's sitting next to you. I just wanted to sleep.
The guy next to me slept.
I have a light. I don't like seeing light when I have to go to bed. I need darkness.
Well, that's crazy.
I live in the dark.
That's insane. You're never going to get away from all light.
Not all light, but when it's...
Yeah, it's on me. It's on my head.
Yeah, but it's here. The rest of the bus is dark.
So?
So I'm illuminated with you.
Right, but you can close your eyes, and guess what? All the light goes away.
No, it's because it's still light.
All light goes away when you close your eyes. You can't close your fucking ears.
Yeah, you can. You put your earbuds in.
No, because people talk... I can hear people talking through my earbuds. You can't?
Just disassociate.
I can't.
You can't disassociate from light.
Yes, you don't have to. You close your eyes. You close your eyes.
Yeah, when you close your eyes, I can still see that there are lights on right now.
Yeah, but what?
But what?
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Are you serious?
I hate you.
Oh,
God, I hate you. I hope Kansas
loses. What if you don't have earbuds? What if you need to go to sleep? What if you can't sleep with music in? I'm sorry.
I think they're both bad.
You're telling me that a man reading on the bus is as bad as some asshole talking his fucking head off?
This guy was doing both.
Well, that makes him worse. He is certainly worse. But they are not equivalent.
I think they're.
They are not equivalent.
I think they are.
By the way.
I'm specifically night bus.
Did he ask about the light? Can I turn this light on? I asked.
No.
I asked. Mike, is it okay if I turn the light on?
Yeah, but you know, that's a situation where a normal person would just, they will say yes because they don't want a thing to happen.
That's on them. That is on them. I asked.
Whatever.
I did everything I could. I brought a book.
Anyway, it was a horrible bus trip.
Okay. So
which travels faster, Lucas? Light or sound? Light.
That's true.
You ever seen a nuclear bomb in person?
I have, actually.
No, you haven't.
No, I have.
Really?
At this disarmed one, yeah. At the Watervliet Arsenal in Albany, New York. My uncle worked there. Hello, Uncle Bob.
You disarmed a bomb.
Yeah, I did. He brought me in to disarm the bomb.
Yeah.
Because I had little fingers at the time. I was
mm-hmm.
six.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was really good. We got a private tour of the Arsenal in Watervliet, New York.
That sounds fun.
And there was there's a bomb. There's a big A bomb.
Big A bomb.
Oh, yeah. I think atomic bombs are nuclear, yeah?
Yes.
It's atomic.
Yes.
Atomic.
I'm still angry about the bus thing. Let's move on.
That's fair. Do you have more to say about the bus?
No, I'm tired of it.
This guy sucks.
He was just the worst.
I can imagine you being so furious about that guy and being too
really
nice to tell him to shut up.
Really mad. I wasn't mad at first. But when it was the mix of him on the phone and the bus driver not knowing where he was going, that was sending me. And the best part was the girl next to me, like across the aisle, was the whole time like, what the fuck is going on? It was awesome. I loved her.
Okay,
she was fantastic.
You got to have somebody on
I was a big fan of her. But yeah, everyone else, like this one guy was just like looking out the front window the entire time, like looking around to see if anyone else was noticing, like we're not going the right way. Yeah, it was bad.
Do you think it was his first time?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think he could drive a bus?
No. No, I don't think so. If I had to, like life or death, yes. But
you don't think you'd be a bus driver?
Oh my God, no.
$100,000 a year, be a bus driver.
No.
No?
No, that's not worth it.
You only have to drive.
That's not worth it.
You drive most weekdays just during the day. And that's it.
No.
So you have to drive. Oh my God. $200,000.
Sure.
So somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000.
Yeah.
You would be a bus driver.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What would it take for you?
90?
Really?
90,000?
That's crazy. I don't think it's worth the stress.
No stress.
Yeah, there is stress.
No stress. You just drive the
bus. You're driving a bus.
Drive the bus drives itself, baby.
No, it doesn't drive itself.
You're mad with me right now. I'm being
not happy.
I really want to yell at people out my window. I want to yell at people on the street out my window.
How?
Just open up my window and go. That's right before this. I saw some guy is walking his dog. The dog walked up on our stoop, and I want to go, "Hey, buddy, get your damn dog off my fucking stoop."
You're gonna get shot.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. I just go close the window, bulletproof glass.
You know what you need?
Which we don't have.
You need to set up a system to where there's a speaker down at the door, and you can just go and just like say what you're gonna say, and it like yells it at them.
That would be so. We kind of like, have
go
that.
Away, go away. Yeah, but they have to ring in order for that to work.
Ring. I would love that. Hey, you need to get a haircut. You look like shit. Hey. The hat you're wearing, not you, the guy with that said.
Yeah, right.
The hat you're wearing, out of style. Throw it out. Put it in my trash.
Did you know that in my house we had an intercom?
Throughout the house?
Mm-hmm.
Like at your home house?
At my home.
With your parents?
Yes, yeah. At my home house, yes. That one. I honestly, I'm having one of those moments where I am having a brain fart. I can't remember if it's in there still or no, if we took it out.
Wow. So it was like a baby monitor.
No, it was big. It was like throughout the entire house. Like each room had one.
Had a speaker?
Speaker where you could like...
Could anybody talk into it?
Yeah. But it didn't work that well. There was one on the outside. So like you could ring and like we could like say, who is it? But it didn't really work. It was very old. And I think we got rid of it.
So, I'm almost positive your mom would
got rid of it. That's the thing. It didn't really work.
T-5 minutes.
Like we would try to turn it on, but it wouldn't really work.
Oh, so you never used it.
I wish it worked.
We had one that was just between my room and my parents in the kitchen, and it stopped working. And my parents thought I was just ignoring them, and I got in trouble.
Mm.
They're pretty upset. They're like, "You're ignoring us." I'm like, "No, I'm starving. I would love to know when dinner's ready."
Yeah. You do love to ignore though. Always ignores me every day. Every day he's ignoring me, just deciding, oh, I'm better than you. Doing more fun things.
Yeah, do I do
singing,
that?
Singing the same line over and over. No, you don't do that.
I think you think I do that a little bit.
No, I don't.
Just a little tiny bit?
No, I think you just disassociate.
I do disassociate. Yeah. I'm really good at it.
Yeah. That's different than ignoring. Ignoring is an active.
Ignoring
decision.
Is on purpose.
Yeah.
I know some people are good at ignoring. You know what has been killing me recently? And apparently it's been killing a lot of people.
COVID?
I'm not dead yet, but it has been killing a lot of people.
Yeah.
My back.
Oh,
my back
dude,
fucking
same.
Hurts.
I've been hurting bad.
My back hurts right now. I took ibuprofen before this because I knew I had to sit down.
Wow.
That's how bad my back hurts.
That's real bad.
Yeah.
So are you lower back or upper back?
Lower.
Really? I'm upper.
See, upper
I'm
back
a sloucher.
Doesn't sound too
I'm a
bad.
Sloucher. It's bad. I got to fix it. I have one of those things I've been like trying to hold myself up. That's bad that you had to take medicine to just sit down.
Yeah. No, it's not.
That's not good. That's like something you should go get checked out.
I did once, but it was a chiropractor and she's like, "You're healing already."
No, you can't go to the chiropractor.
What do I do? What are they going to do for my lower
do
back?
Do something else. Like,
give me a
know.
Shot?
Give you a shot.
I don't know what you do for the lower back. You crack it?
No, you got to stretch it. And you need to do exercises for your lower back to strengthen the muscles. I'm over here preaching as if I do it. I don't, but I know that that's what you need to do.
I would do that. I would love. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Do you know any exercises? Supermans.
I don't know the exercises. That's for abs.
This?
I think, I don't know
Superman's?
What is...
They're for your back.
Superman's? Really?
Yeah, we...
That was for your abs. It holds you up.
Yeah, you do it. It's like, it's core workout. Your back is
yeah, it's core. It's core. Remember last week when we were talking about the Guinness Book of World Records?
Yeah.
I really want to break a record.
That'd be so fun.
I was thinking about it, and it was funny because we were talking about it, and then I was doing a crossword, and one of the clues was someone you'd find in Guinness, and it was like
fingernails.
Like break, what is, what am I, why can't I think of the word I just said?
Record breaking record.
Yeah, record breaker or something like that. But I want to break one so bad.
Yeah.
That'd be so much fun.
Dude, you could probably find one to do.
Well, that's the thing. There's got to be like, I feel like most of the things have been thought of already, right? Which is
that's what's tough.
That's just the case of life in general. Like all inventions, most of them are just, new inventions are just built off of old inventions, right? That's how life works. It's how the age-old time movement. I can't speak right now. I can't speak.
We stand
right
upon
now.
The shoulders of giants, as a scientist might
yes.
say.
But.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we could break?
I don't know. Do you think we could break longest time with the fewest views?
I think we've already done that.
I think we hold that record.
I think we hold that record.
Somehow I bet we don't. I don't know. I don't know what we could break. Maybe longest
most,
handshake.
Most bones broken in one fall. That could be one.
That could be a good one.
Yeah.
Jump off the fucking roof.
Yeah, that'd be good. Farthest fallen without parachute. All of mine involve falling.
Oh, you like you? What's on your mind right now, man? Most.
I saw a video of someone base jumping from the World Trade Center the other day, and I was like, "Oh, that's crazy.
That is insane. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could do that."
I basically have a fear of heights. Like, it's not extreme, but there's a lot of times I'll get very queasy if I'm up high.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like,
it feels
like,
unstable.
If I look at the Empire, if I'm at the top of the Empire State Building and there's like obvious, like there's like bars, like you can't, like it's very hard to get over those. When I feel
yeah.
more secure.
Yeah, I like
right?
that. I like that.
But like the videos of like people walking out, like buildings will have like glass to like walk and like
that's
look
scary.
Out. I will not go on that. That scares the fuck out of me. I won't do that.
I don't know. I think it's cool. I think it's, I see that I think
I don't
is fun.
Like it.
I don't like it when there's like a sheer, like an edge. If
you're
there's
not
like
an
a
edge
flat
guy.
Edge.
You don't like edging. I don't want to get into it.
I don't like it when there's a sheer edge.
Yeah.
That like somebody could push you over
right.
from behind.
Well,
that's what
yeah.
freaks me out.
Don't ever put yourself near an edge. Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
But that's the thing. If I approach an edge, I always get on my hands and knees. Like if I'm on a hike or something, and there's like a cliff.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
go. Like this.
You're
I'll
not go. Pushing me.
Yeah, just in case I could be with Cassie, the person I love and trust most in my life, and I'll be.
This might be the moment she does it.
Looking
she
over my shoulder.
She might do it this time.
She could. She could do it. She. I said something mean earlier. I have it coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You don't say mean things.
I've never said something mean.
Never once have you ever been mean.
No. No, I'm very
You're
nice.
An angel. St. Mary's.
God bless. Please carry our team forthright to victory.
I'm very excited to see right now if Arkansas pulls off this win.
Wow, 16 seconds left.
16 seconds. They're up by 3. However, Kansas has the ball. We'll see what happens.
After this brief
After
message.
After this brief message
from our
sponsor.
Hellman's Mayonnaise.
Thank you, Hellman's.
MayonnaiseAise. Hellman's real mayonnaise, as natural as can be. Whee! That is a jingle my dad wrote.
Well, we know. We did the whole mayo bit.
We did the mayo bit.
If you haven't watched the mayo episode, go watch it because it is actually a very fucking good
episode.
That
is a very good episode.
I was stunned. My coworkers who watched that episode said, "What is wrong with this guy? He loves mayonnaise that much."
Mayonnaise,
like,
yeah, that's me. I'm
he
the
loves
mayo
mayonnaise
kid.
That much. Yeah, he does.
This is your coworkers from
Nashville. They don't talk like that though. None of them have an accent.
This guy's gotta be dumb or something. Was he got a June bug up in his brain cells?
I do. I gave you a lot of shit. I do like mayo. But I'm not like that is insane to be that obsessed as a child. But the thing is, as a child, you are just obsessed with random things.
Yeah, it's just what happens. Yeah. Like people like, oh, I really like Power Rangers. Yeah, or yeah. I like this or that. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
To like mayonnaise. And yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm good with this.
Sometimes I struggle with the thought of like if something you enjoy is not something other people enjoy. Like, I get very self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
I feel like being passionate about something is cool and it should be viewed as cool.
It should be okay.
Like, it doesn't matter what you're passionate about. Like, it should be just like, this is what I'm passionate about. I'm all in on it. I love it. Like, and nobody should like judge you for it. But the thing is, people do. And that's why people are in their heads about a lot of things my whole life. So
it's not cool to care.
It's not
cool to care, which is crazy. And I think it's because it can get annoying.
Yeah.
From the other side, like you see somebody care about something a lot and you're like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
So it comes off as a little cringy, but it's you very know what? Cringy. That's they're dumb.
They're like, dumb. Judge. They're very dumb.
Like this, what we're doing now.
I'm passionate about this.
Very passionate about this. I care about this a lot.
Yeah. I feel like I should. There's got to be like, you know those, I've always kind of thought they're weird, but when you do like your daily affirmations, have you ever seen people do that where they'll like tell themselves like, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you're great. I don't ever do that. I think it's weird. Maybe I should start. Look at this.
I have done them. Look at this. I am very tired. I have done daily affirmations.
Really?
They do wonders.
Really?
They're very good for you. Oh. I recommend.
Maybe I should do that.
The other thing I would do is stand like this, your arms up in like a power pose. Mm-hmm. Power pose.
Yeah. You're like a bear.
Yeah, you're like a bear. They're very good for you. They make you feel a bit more confident. They don't work it nearly as well for me as the affirmations, but that gratitude journals, they sound dumb, but they do a lot. Have you heard of those
journals?
They're huge. So they really help you like look in the bright side of things. So you basically have to write down three things in a journal that, you're grateful for. So like, I could write, I'm grateful that I got to talk in the pod today. I'm grateful I got to talk to Cassie, and I'm grateful I had a really good ham sandwich. It can be that simple.
Hmm.
And then you go, today wasn't so bad.
Oh. I don't do that.
Maybe I should. It's good for you.
There's a lot of things I should do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You
live and you learn. Or you just
live. Speaking of the mayo thing, I have an incredibly relevant, is it weird?
Perfect. Hit me. Is it weird?
Is it weird? You ready?
Yep.
I'm going to start with that one.
Okay.
And I don't get this.
Okay.
I did not write this, by the way. This is not me. I'm not saying this.
I can confirm.
If I eat mayo by the spoonful like peanut butter, is it weird if I eat mayo by the spoonful like peanut butter? It sounds like I wrote this. There's a description too. There's a description.
What more could there be?
What
more could there be?
They start with, no, I would never make a PB mayo. Wait, I think they mean like a mayo jelly, like a peanut butter jelly, but with mayo. I think that's what they mean. But I eat the mayo like one layer at a time.
Layers? What is it? What are they talking about?
I do not.
Mayo doesn't have layers.
It doesn't.
Is it an ogre? Is it an onion? No.
It's mayonnaise. That's crazy.
Yes. Yeah, so
layer? Hold on. No, there's more. I do not eat it all at once. I lick parts of it off for a snack.
Nope.
It's literally less than the amount you would put on a sandwich.
Nope.
So I don't see the issue health-wise.
Nope.
That's gross. Nope.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting.
They're eating like ice cream. Why'd they say peanut butter? I guess it's kind of like,
this person's...
That's,
they need to be
I don't think I could do that.
Admitted to a mental psych facility. We need to study their brains and make sure that we can prevent it from ever happening again. They're clearly someone we should send to war. If we're going to have a war, we should send
them. That's a life to sacrifice.
If we need to sacrifice anybody,
it's this person.
It's this person. We can send them with a jar of Hellmann's and be like, go ahead, get out of here. It's horrible. That sounds like the most disgusting thing possible.
Yeah. Would you do that?
No. No, I would not. I'd rather eat anything else.
Anything else?
By the spoonful, that's at the bottom of my list.
Soy sauce?
Arkansas just won.
Damn. No, not giving you a high five.
Yeah, baby!
That's really bad
for me. Yeah, baby!
That's really bad
for me. 72-71. That's huge for me. I have Arkansas going to the Elite Eight.
Oh, okay.
Kansas
that's
isn't
my
that
bracket.
Good. Kansas isn't that good.
That's my bracket. It's all
Bill
over.
Self.
If I got
thoughts
Kansas,
and prayers, get well soon.
Been in there.
What?
Ready for the next one?
Yes, please. That person's a crazy person. Person's right, a psychopath.
Get ready for the right. This. I hate the next person more though.
Oh no.
Is it weird if I don't kill mosquitoes?
Like, what do you what?
Is it weird if I don't kill mosquitoes? And here's the description.
Yeah, it is.
I feel, which I hate this, by the way.
Okay.
Kill every mosquito. I fucking hate mosquitoes.
Correct. They should all die in a flaming fire.
Okay, so the description is, I feel like they don't really harm anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Wrong. Very wrong.
And
I get itchy.
I honestly don't mind being itchy.
Well, that's psychopathic.
I kind of like the relief I get from scratching the bug bite.
Oh.
Okay, first of all, this is
worse than the mayonnaise.
It's worse than the mayonnaise. The number one killer of humans is mosquitoes. That is true. That's a fact. Because of all the diseases they carry.
Malaria. Fair.
Other stuff.
Right.
Other diseases. Mm-hmm. Zika. The Zika virus.
Oh, the Zika.
I remember Zika.
That was a big problem in our day.
Yeah, that was.
Back in the day.
Not for us.
No. But that's right. I rarely think about mosquitoes as like being able to kill you.
They're the biggest killer of humans.
Yeah.
And you like scratching the bug bite?
Yeah.
I would eat a spoonful of mayo if it meant I didn't have to get any bug bites for the whole day.
I would agree.
For a day of no bug bites.
A day.
For a day of bug bites.
Oh, so like if you know you're about to go to a bonfire.
I'd eat a spoonful
of
mayo.
You eat a spoonful of mayo and then you don't get bug bites?
I would do that.
I actually like that. That's fun.
Right?
I would do that. Hellmann's.
That's a Hellmann's.
Where are you at? How have we not gotten a sponsorship by Hellmann's?
I don't know. I'm going to add them in all of our clips next week.
I've started putting hashtags of random countries in our videos.
Hashtag.
To hope that someone will just view it like in Latin America or something.
Hashtag Argentina.
Yeah. No.
Hashtag Chile.
I've been doing all of them.
Really?
Yeah. Hashtag Panama, hashtag Brazil, hashtag Ecuador. I've been doing everything. It's awesome.
But we don't speak El Español.
I know. So it's even funnier. They're going to go, how did I get this?
We got to get a voice actor for you. I feel like whoever would voice act you for Spanish.
It should be a woman.
No, I was thinking, I'm the woman. You are really deep.
Yo, hola, me espera, Ariado. Español es muy español.
I know more Spanish than that, but...
Yeah.
Espera. Yo hola mi.
We can find someone.
You think so?
I think so.
Somebody like that?
Yeah.
To voice you over?
Yeah, I think so.
How much do you think it would cost?
$100. Per episode.
Yeah? You sound like you've looked into this.
No.
You want to do the Mr. Beast thing, don't you?
I would like to do the Mr. Beast thing. We've gone way too away from the psychopath that is this mosquito person.
Yeah.
I can't believe that someone would rather be injured than eat mayonnaise. Like, that's insane that you like would... You're just like, yeah, they're not that bad.
They're horrible. They're really bad.
They're horrible. And they are everywhere. They are everywhere, and we deserve to kill them.
Apparently, there's not that many in some places of the world, or it's too windy. Like when I was in Hawaii, there were no mosquitoes. It's too windy.
Well, it's going to get hotter here, and they're going to come back.
Yeah.
Because we had a problem when I first moved in.
Yeah, we did. We were getting bit in the house.
Yeah.
In the apartment.
So we got to be ready for
that. It's fucked up.
Yeah. Well, that person's fucking weird.
Yeah, I fucking hate them. I fucking hate them.
Yeah, I hate them too. Thank you all for listening. That's kind of all we have for this week. Sorry, somebody's calling me. I'm going to decline that. But anyway, thank you all for listening. Please follow us.
Subscribe, and we will eat cheese. We will eat your we will eat you.
Cheese. We'll eat your cheese.
We'll put you on a piece of cheese, and we will, that is true. We will put your name on a piece of cheese if you subscribe, and we'll eat it.
But yes, thank you all for listening. We will see you next week.